Back to life, back to reality, back to the here and now. Match Matt. Oh, Match Matt. What up, though, y'all? This is the second episode of Season 2, and we sit down and chop it up with the Back to Reality BG radio show, and we figure out what they're trying to take us back to. Like, which reality is this? You know what I'm saying? Because if you know me, you know I'm a big comic book nerd. So I'm thinking in my head, like, nigga, it's like six of them bitches. Like, which one we gonna choose, my nigga? So, you know, we gonna talk to them about that. We gonna talk about music. You know, we was sipping a little bit, so we talk a little crazy, you know. And Taryn, he really got the opportunity to really talk crazy because, you know, he's recently graduated from BGSU, and, you know, they've been on the radio this whole time on Falcon Radio. If you ain't been listening, you've been bugging. I've been on there a few times myself, you know, so check them out. You know, look up their Instagram and look up their Twitter, and, man, we just get crazy. We get a little honest in here. You know, sadly, you know, Zulu wasn't here, but, you know, it's all good. You know, he was here in spirit. Zulu is here in spirit. Like, Zulu is damn near the spirit of every single African American history museum. You know, so he always there. We always gonna remember Zulu, you know, because he that exhibit, my nigga. You know, so you gonna respect Zulu. And you gonna respect the Back to Reality radio show. And you gonna respect me on Match Matt, baby. What's up? Check out the episode. What up, though, y'all? We had the Match Matt podcast. We got some special guests, part of the Back to Reality radio show on Falcon Radio, man. I'm talking about stars, man. You know what I'm saying?
Not yet.
You
not
gotta
yet.
Chill.
Yeah, what's up, family? What's going on? Introduce yourselves. Self-introduction is the best introduction.
Ladies first.
Okay, you're here with DJ Captain Curve Lady, aka Anointed Collins. I'm the only female host in the show, but it's okay.
She's the Angela Yee of our crew. But less annoying.
You would never go for my baby Yee like that.
That's annoying.
She is annoying.
Yee, my babe.
I'm Taryn Bates, but I go by DJ Tenacity.
Ooh. Oh, it's raining hard outside.
Hella hard.
It is raining. It's raining.
It's raining, bitches.
It's raining.
I ain't no geologist, but it's raining, bitches.
Literally, Taryn has been waiting for an uncensored episode.
Hell, motherfucking yeah.
He has been like censoring
filter.
The whole entire semester. You almost screwed it up for everybody the last show.
I did not. I said fudge, not fudge.
You said fudge.
Just.
As long as you got that jump, that's the only thing
I got
that
out.
We went for the phones to light up. We was like, oh, shit.
Guess
nobody
what?
Care.
Guess what? We uncensored on the motherfucking Match Matt podcast.
I feel it. I feel it.
So, for people who don't know what Back to Reality is, what is Back to Reality? What's the radio show? Why do you guys decide to do it?
I feel like we have our own perspectives. Like, everybody has their own perspective for the show.
Well, tell us. What's up?
I think the purpose of Back to Reality is to offer something familiar. We all grew up in the mid to late 90s, and we were introduced to music that our parents listened to, and we fell in love with that. So we figured, why not offer something that we all grew up on instead of all the trap shit and all the usual
Mumble
shit
rap
that we hear on the radio. So we play all throwback R&B hip-hop music, nothing current, and I think it's out of love and it's out of what we grew up on.
My whole thing, like, I've been saying, like, we bring black back to BG. Like, we got a lot of black orgs and stuff like that, but wasn't nobody on the airwaves. And, like, this semester, it was, like, black activity all over, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had, what's that one show that happens on Sundays?
The Takeover.
Yeah, The Takeover.
Shout out to them.
You had Will's show. Mm-hmm. What's the name of his show?
Boomin' Bird.
And then you had us. So
the
it
was, Hot
like,
Box.
And then the Hot Box with Danny. Like, that was, like, crazy. So, it was nice. That was my purpose of joining the show. I got kind of tired of just having white people run everything, honestly.
Now, I think we stand out, too, from those other black shows that we named, in addition to the music that we play.
Yeah, just with the material that we, like, bring forth. Like, not, you know, I'm not really into the whole mumble rap, trap shit. Like, I'm a Gucci chick.
What happened on Love and Hip Hop, all that bullshit.
I'm not gonna dog Love and Hip Hop. But I'm like, you know, the only trap music I really fuck with is, like, Gucci. Like, and that's it. And then when it comes to the rest of these niggas, I'm like...
No Jeezy?
No, I'm not a Jeezy type of girl.
What?
I mean, Young Dolph, I fuck with him. You know, niggas like that. But Gucci's, like, my main. But as far as the material we bring, like, the conversations we be having on our show, I feel like they talk about real shit. Like, on our last show, like, we talked about the rape stuff that's been going on in BG and President Maisie's response and all that shit. Like, who else talks about that? Who else is willing to talk about it?
We talked about mental health. We talked about entrepreneurship, shining a light on the black entrepreneurs on campus.
Politics.
Well, we're not going to get into that bullshit.
The
non-politics that's going on.
So we've got to have you as a guest a few times, too, Matt.
Yeah,
y'all always show love, so showing love back.
Hell yeah, and I had hella fun on that motherfucker. I mean, it was hard for me not to cuss and shit. You know? Like, because if niggas, you know what I'm saying, niggas know me, niggas know I be cussing, I be blowing and shit, so sometimes I forget. Like, yo, I remember I was listening, y'all play Missing You, Dog, and I was in that motherfucker like, I was in that bitch like.
We had to get all the sad songs out this past week.
It was a rough show.
I hope we find another female host, though.
We don't need another female. You're the only, you represent well.
Representation.
Don't get another female. For real. Don't, if I come, when I come back, don't get another female. Because
you'll be pissed.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna be pissed.
You're gonna be pissed.
Hell yeah. It's gonna be.
I'm about to say, all the guys would be like laughing at me about my like little playlist and stuff for week. They'd be like, why
I
you
love
your
playlist.
Be like,
your playlist be long.
Yeah.
Like, why you and your feelings this week? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Man, they ain't
maybe I'll be content. I don't even know who I can get to, like, that would be like a quote unquote like replacement for you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
don't replace me. I want to be like Left Eye. Don't replace me. Just have it.
Just be.
Just have
like,
the three of y'all.
I almost just want to have the three of us, and then I
yeah,
can be
have
it.
The three of y'all. I'll pop up once or twice.
Cause we got chemistry.
Yeah,
you guys do have great chemistry.
Yeah,
like you guys bounce off each other very well. Like I'm like, wow, look at these niggas. Like big, 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 nigga. Oh shit.
Like I barely even knew Terrence before we started the show.
Yeah,
like I had seen him before, but actually getting to know him, like this is like my dude. And like Zulu and Silk, those are my guys. Like
cool ass niggas.
We're family now.
Yeah.
Cool ass niggas.
I need some more Rossi.
Get some more Rossi. You deserve more Rossi.
Woo! Lord have mercy.
Sitting on a Cleveland Delicacy.
Anybody
want
a shot about
you know
that?
What?
Would you take your shot first, Taryn, and then you?
Actually, I'll take the Rossi first.
You didn't even finish your cup. It's a little summer.
You know
bottom.
What? Just fill it up, baby.
Yes. Fill it up.
That's good. That's good. You gonna get me drunk out
oh,
here?
Hey, we gonna be smacking.
It ain't Friday yet.
I'm already gonna be drunk, man. So you might as well.
I'm getting drunk Friday before graduation.
Oh yes, you have to get drunk the morning of graduation.
No,
I need you to get a little buzz.
Yeah,
I need to take at least two shots.
That's what everybody does.
Two shots.
I gotta look good. I gotta take good pictures.
You do gotta be clean. And
yeah,
that.
Clean.
Hey, but sometimes when you be blow, you be serving face in that.
Hell yeah.
Serving face. Because
your eyes, you be like.
Like,
your skin breaking out and shit. I can't. Look, I can't. I've been following your skin regimen and shit. I can't be getting drunk like that, man.
Hey, man, we need to do a skin
just
episode.
We
water.
Should do a skin episode.
That should be A1. Drink your water. Drink your water. Do your Google.
I heard that's not
do
true.
Your Kegels, do your
water. Drink your water?
Yeah.
It is.
Ooh, water's great for your skin.
It's from within.
Mm-hmm. Water good for your overall processes, period. So, hold on. I'm looking in here. I was like, who the fuck smoked a cigarette in my ashtray?
You,
and
nigga.
No. I'm not a cigarette smoking nigga. Now, I may walk around my crib with a beater on, but I'm not a cigarette smoking nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, my dad was in here. I told him, I'm like, yeah, could you smoke outside? It's four cigarettes in a motherfucking ashtray. I'm like,
you like, don't smoke that bullshit in here.
Yeah, I'm like, sir, what I tell you about lighting them cancer sticks?
In my house.
You know what I'm saying? In my bowl. Well, what's your favorite thing about having a radio show?
I say, like, I didn't know before that I even had, like, a radio voice, like, quote, unquote. Like,
yeah.
You do.
But, like, my mom texted me and was like, girl, you got a whole radio voice. Like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, do I really sound good?
This whole adjusting of the comments.
I was like, do I really sound good? Because I really, like, hate the way my voice sounds, like, on videos and
me
shit.
Too.
That's just irritating.
Yep.
And so just kind of, like, getting out of my comfort zone because I've really been focused on one thing at BG. Like, you know, just volunteering, working, my schoolwork. But I never really branched outside of that. And just kind of getting to know a wider amount of people. Like, I would have never for real met you. Like, unless it was for the radio show or, like, Miles and all the people that came in. Like, it was just nice to meet other people.
Definitely. For me, I've been involved in all types of media here at BG. I did broadcasts with BG24. I written for BG News. And radio was something completely different. And it allowed me to, like Anointed said, step out of my comfort zone and provide a voice that I wouldn't have had if I did TV or print and things like that. So it's cool. I think I might pursue it after graduation.
There's so many, like, I don't know, radio shows, like, free to me. Like, you know, if you're on TV, you gotta look a certain way, you gotta follow a script and shit. Like, every Thursday, we just send a message, like, what are we gonna talk about today? When we get there, be like, what are we talking about?
It was only like that last week. We usually have a theme. Like, 1 week we did boy bands, the next week we did girl groups.
We branch off all the time.
We do. Yeah, we try to have a theme, so we have structure a little bit, because, you know, niggas act out sometimes.
Yeah, true.
That is true. That is true. Y'all niggas do
act out sometimes.
I'm going to say Matt. You know, I don't want to be, you know, talk about you in your own house and even use your name.
Yo, what's the worst part about radio? Like, what's the one thing about radio you be like, besides cussing, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the thing that make you go like, shit, I wish I could do this on radio?
That was my answer right there. Profanity.
Cussing?
Yeah.
Profanity?
Yeah.
I feel like it makes sometimes your words have like such more
color.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess definitely sentence enhancers.
So, something. I just, like the time seemed to get to me a little bit. The more the we went on to the semester. Uh-huh. Like, starting at 10, I'm a granny. I be in the house, hair in a scarf, rollers in.
She frontin'. She come in here with her wig laid, looking nice.
That's like, because Simeon be coming with his camera, and I can't be letting people see me. Like, this past week, I was hit, because I was busy. But before... No, seriously, I got off of work. I worked 9 to 5. I came home and did hair, and then after that, I had to clean up and took a shower, and then I ended up at the radio show. Like, I wasn't gonna be cute, but it's okay. But at 10 o'clock, I'd be like, "Dang, do I gotta go? It's a little late."
But the thing about radio is, I couldn't turn up in the studio, and I low key be annoyed.
Oh, we turn up all the time.
I brought mine one time. I just didn't share.
Oh yeah, she was stingy that week.
Stingy.
It was in a water bottle. Mama had to enjoy herself.
What's y'all favorite like radio show to listen to, like outside of like your own radio show, like not even just on campus? Like, what radio show did you listen to and be like, damn, that's my shit?
The Breakfast Club.
I'm gonna say that shit at the same time.
You go first.
I was just gonna say the Breakfast Club. That's a obvious answer for me. I love the whole camaraderie of DJ Envy, Charlamagne, Angela. They do what?
Your face twitched a little bit when you said her name.
Yeah.
I just, I don't like her interview skills, that's all. But I like them way better than Hot 97. Mm-hmm. Is that with Ebro?
Yeah.
I don't fuck with them. They trash. But the Breakfast Club, they do good interviews, and yeah. I think that's kind of what we modeled our show after a little bit.
I'm more so of a 93.1 fan. It's a Cleveland station, you know, Tom Joyner.
Here we go.
I mean, that's just the Cleveland station itself. It's not the same everywhere, but it's, you know, it's everywhere. Tom Joyner in the morning, you know, throughout the day. Like, my mom would just play that all the time. So having her play it, I love that, love that station. And at night, it turns to Quiet Storm.
Yo, Keith Sweat got the Sweat Hotel.
And Kim Sellers come on. I be like, oh, it's time.
Oh, man. Yo, Tom Joyner, the OG.
He is.
That
a legend.
He's such an OG. Like, y'all ever watch when the singers come and do the Velvet Room?
Yeah.
Remember Casey and Joe? It was so sad. Like, time. I was screaming the whole time.
Hell no.
I was in there trying not to cry laughing, dog. Like, that had to be some of the funniest shit, like, ever.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, that's just a classic. If your mama didn't play Tom Joyner and all that shit, or you ain't hear the Tom Joyner morning show, or you ain't hear the Quiet Storm and start getting late at night when she was cleaning up the dishes and shit after dinner.
This is the Quiet Storm you're listening to right now.
Do Kim Sellers right now.
I don't know who that is.
We gotta keep sweating the sweat.
Yeah, we gotta keep sweat. Mm-hmm.
Keith Sweat be like, oh, you're sweating, yeah. Welcome to the Sweat Hotel.
Thank you, baby.
He's so sweet. Oh, my God.
Man,
hey, Keith
Sweat give me the heebie-jeebies from time to time. You know? And they go a little weird.
I got to turn the channel.
I'll be like, okay. It'd be 7 o'clock and it'd be the Sweat Hotel. Like, who the fuck is Sweat?
Maybe 9 or 10.
Yeah, like,
that's 1 o'clock.
We gonna slow it down. But I know you just picked up your son from football practice.
But this is the sweet. At 7 o'clock, I'm not feeling, you know, I'm not feeling hot at 7 o'clock.
Nah. Yeah, I'm not feeling hot. I'm feeling like,
let me take a shower. The day was long and shit. I'm hungry. I need to
feed myself.
Yeah.
So what's gonna happen tomorrow? How much money do I have left in my savings account?
Right.
A dollar. That's all I have.
5 cents.
When Apple Music sends you that email, it'll be like, we had a problem billing your account for this month.
No, that happened to me. Tiger or Apple. I thought I was finessing.
I was like, shit. I'm like, damn. I'm like, I don't get paid till Friday. They over here trying to yank my chain and shit about it. Like, I'm like, I done paid my car note for the month. Like, I said, I'm broke, y'all. I don't get $5 to get y'all. Shit.
I'll be living there, man. I swear. I was like, I'm going to just have to start a gambling ring. And we
just going to have to
do something. I was like, look, before Harshman closed down, we're going to have the World Series of Dice. You remember on Chappelle's show, they had the World Series of Dice? We're going to have that shit at Harshman. And niggas going to shoot dice at Harshman all night.
I need a way to make money. Because you do hair around here. Don't nobody want to pay for it.
Can I get a discount?
And girls is real, like, really, like, niggas is picky, but girls is really picky.
Exactly.
Like, who do that shit?
So, like, I do, like, sew-ins here and there. I only charge, you know, like, 40 people broke around here.
Damn.
Yeah, cause I do my own sew-ins. So
$40 for a sew-in?
People charge, like, $100,
Terry. I don't know about women hair, so that's expensive as fuck.
I'm happy to be bald-headed.
Mm-hmm.
You wish you had a bald-headed girl?
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah. You know what I'm saying? I rub on her scalp. You know, like, we've been both had matching do-rags and shit. I'm like, let me tie your do-rag, baby. Do you want me to run
Awesome
it up
Anthony
in the
Hamilton
back?
Shit.
Hell yeah. I swear I'll be brushing her shit. I'm like, hold on, baby. Let me get the Murray's the wave cream. Baby. You know what I'm saying? You got some wild room.
Like, I just can't. My face is too big for short hair.
No, I think it'll work for you.
Oh, hold on.
I'm about to say, hold on, because she had that hat on
the
whole time.
You see, I came in here with a
hat. I said, hold on, because when that hat got lifted, I said.
I mean, it ain't too bad up in here.
Yeah,
don't try to hold me now. It's just ready.
Oh, you
look
fine.
Matt, you see him lie? Look at my edges.
I don't lie.
Look at my edges.
You know who edges was laid last time I seen him? Miss Sheila. I seen Miss Sheila at Dillard's. Because I work, you know what I'm saying? I work at that motherfucker. Quote unquote. But I was there and then I seen Miss Sheila like coming out of escalator. I'm like, hey, Miss Sheila. I seen them edges. I said, oh, girl, your shit laid.
Yeah. Her hair always look good. The curls, that'd be good.
Pop it.
Like, I love her like I know her all like that. But I don't even know her all like that.
You can't help but love her. You can't help but love her.
And
like,
she said, it was
none of
her that sang at Black Graduation.
Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself. I said, come on.
You said, tell them, take them to church.
I'm like, come on. You better for Jake. That shit was so crucial. Black Graduation was cool as fuck. Mm-hmm. So y'all listening, if y'all, you know, not hip, Black Graduation is when we acknowledge y'all. The seniors who are black people, of course, who are, you know, graduating for the university. That's for my undergrad and also the grad, too. So we just had a little get-together. You know, it was nice, and we acknowledged each other and really showed a lot of love. So
but
it was a dope
seen
ass.
But UC's black graduation?
I saw that.
University of Cincinnati had the most lit-ass black graduation I done seen ever. The African band was playing on the drums and shit. You had the dancers coming in. I was like, oh, shit.
It's live,
dude.
I saw it on Snapchat.
And then you had professors, you know, dancing, like, fucking it up. The graduates walk in behind the African band. Like, it was nice.
I would have came in that bitch fooling. And I would have been crip walking. I would have been moving my legs something crazy. You ain't seen no shit like that.
Then they had, the black spirituals playing, like, what's that, Swag Surf?
Yep.
I saw somebody's mom. What's
they played that at ours too. They play All Right, Swag Surf, Wipe Me Down. When I tell you, I almost shed a tear when they played Wipe Me Down, nigga. I said, gas tank on E.
The all drinks on me, nigga.
I said, nigga, if this shit is not a Bible verse, an African proverb, my nigga.
Because we all be at Thirsty Thursdays with our last dollar stressed until we get paid on Friday.
I swear, and I be putting. I will put from Perrysburg all the way to BG.
Hell,
and I will be like, I'm sitting there in the Myers parking lot because I got to get gas now. So I'm sitting here like,
Like, shit, I done made it.
How did I make it off this exit? I was on EN-187.
But actually, like, I stressed the fuck out of gas. Like, I'd be trying to figure out, like, I wish there was a strip club around here. Like, a nice-ass strip club.
I do, too.
You might find me in there.
I would go to the strip club, and, you know, I really enjoy the strip club because I like giving back to my community. You know what I'm saying? Like, I care about the kids. And if you got to buy your son some new shoes or some new boots, you know, some new school clothes, I'm going to put that money down for you, beloved. You know what I'm saying? Like, Matthew loves strippers.
Right.
Let me get you this shot, bro. Matthew loves
strippers. Like, I might not be on the pole, okay, but I might be walking around with some drinks half naked.
Though. Where's Bombay?
You got to do it, huh?
Where's Bombay?
Bombay is gin.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
We're about to have cherry.
A little bit.
Y'all.
Just a little bit. Like,
just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Like half a shot.
I got some pineapple juice. You want to chase it with that?
Yes. Give me a chaser. Give me a chaser.
Pineapple juice is always A1.
I had some Ciroc Summer Culotta yesterday, and I was like, somebody go to the store and give me the pineapple.
Why you say this to Silk? It's in the cut.
Because Silk is having directional issues, and that's not my
I
problem.
I put it in the group me. Oh no!
You got to do it, baby.
Oh, no,
the chaser's right here.
You don't want it. You good?
I'm
good.
Take a little.
Oh, you're a lot of pause.
You got to share with me.
What?
You got to share.
See,
with
if
me.
This was Drink Champs, y'all would have to drink the whole shit. Let me. Can I get one of
those? Yeah, come get some. Help yourself. Help Olympics yourself. And Akron is coming up.
Man.
Oh.
But actually, like, niggas be like preparing for this shit. Like, they will drink every single
thing. I can't believe you drink this, man.
You think I won't? Huh?
I can't believe you've been drinking
if
this.
If you drink with some lemonade.
Oh, yeah, because. Oh,
you
yeah.
Putting the. This nigga put the Sour Patch Kids in his drink.
I'm saying, because y'all don't understand, because I'm going to get the munching in the motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to be lit in a bit. It's not even 8 o'clock, my nigga, so.
Hey.
Go ahead, honey.
There you go.
Taryn did it like a pro.
Taryn been in college for 4 years.
Four motherfucking years.
And you can
and
tell.
And it ends on Friday, nigga.
Ooh, how was it, Taryn?
It was not bad.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of sweet.
Yeah, do you got your fit plan for graduation?
So let me think. I want to wear something. I want to wear a bow tie.
Mm-hmm.
My mom said, let me know what color you want. I'll get it for you. Okay.
This voice for your mom.
She you know talk who about got that. Raw ass bow ties? Who? The Whatnot. You ever heard about the Whatnot?
No.
They bow ties, like, they like patterns you've never seen before. Like, you would not find this shit at Saks, Nordstrom, none of that shit. Like, if you can go on the website and look it up, but this nigga ties is like raw as fuck.
I got some good ass bow ties if you want to borrow one.
I got color. Like, I want like a maroon color.
Ooh.
Burgundy.
I know that stuff look good on you. You gonna be chocolate and maroon out here.
Hey.
Look, and make sure you got you a fresh white button down. Fresh,
you gotta get a fresh cut for it too. You gotta come off.
I just got my hair cut. I need another one.
Get another one.
Where?
Just get a lineup. You don't have to get a full haircut.
I want, okay, a lineup, but from who?
I say Deja.
I can go to my usual barber, but.
Deja,
I feel like
or
you
Abe.
Should cheat for graduation.
Deja, Abe.
Yeah, okay.
But
I say, Abe do be having all the cues lined the fuck up.
Abe, I can't trust Abe.
Why?
I'm sorry. That's my
this
dude.
This nigga
gonna
hear this shit and be like, man, what the fuck?
Abe, no disrespect to Abe, but like.
Have you seen them niggas' hairlines?
They crispy, but he don't respond to the emails. He don't respond to texts.
You emailed the nigga?
Like, Gmail? Look, any means necessary.
You would have to go through somebody to get to this nigga.
Yeah, bro, he need a secretary.
Because his cuts are good as fuck.
They are, but.
Deja's cuts are great, too.
Hey,
I almost shot
nigga,
you.
About motherfucking time.
Ooh,
I was confused.
Why I almost
was
shot you,
as
nigga.
Fuck. We I'm said like, in the cut. He was like.
That really is the cut.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, we got DJ.
We got our third member.
What's poppin'?
Man.
Introduce yourself.
DJ Silk Sashmo coming out of Cleveland, Ohio, 216. You already know what to do. You know, Kim's, you know, Ohio Salt William, whatever you need.
There's so many motherfucking Rossi. Cleveland niggas. I'm sick of it, bro.
But you're drinking Rossi.
Look, it's not a Cleveland thing.
It is a Cleveland.
It's not.
Have you ever heard the song?
Turn on the Ray Jr.
No.
Sipping on Rossi. Chilling with my posse. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving.
Foreign concept.
Foreign
concept.
Never heard it.
Mm-mm.
I'm from
wow.
the
show. Oh my
so,
god.
Yeah.
So Buffs is where.
So y'all don't fuck with Ray Jr.?
Buffs is who?
Damn.
Y'all don't fuck with the Cleveland Anthem?
I know a nigga named Ray Jr., but like.
But it ain't the same
thing. It ain't the same thing.
That's my man's. Shout out to her. Shout out to Mook.
Ray Jr. I'm like, is he from Nickelodeon or something?
Oh!
He tried to Keenan the Kale.
Right? Keenan the Kale type shit.
What the fucking disrespect? What the fuck?
Hey, we gotta.
There's no way.
We gotta hit Ray on Periscope or something. He got to tell him to go live.
Oh, I know
this
song.
This is not Rachel. This is Fat Al. You know what I'm saying?
Fat Al.
We're Al Facts.
Al Facts.
He had to change the shit. Yeah,
Al Facts.
Oh, my goodness.
Matt is not amused.
I ain't.
He's like, what is this bullshit?
No, I was just trying
it's
to
the
get
fat
this
ass in the bathroom.
Could you pass me my baby over there?
Your baby. Uh-oh.
The water the better be clean in here or you filthy.
God is good.
You ain't answered the question.
The water clean.
When the last time you done cleaned that water?
Like a week ago.
A week ago.
Yeah, because I actually
I got a question for you, Matt, real quick.
What up, though?
So the last show we did like top 10 favorite artists. Mm-hmm. I want to know who your top 10 favorite artists are.
If you gave me five, I would have told you Dylon. But do you mean like? Can you really like? Do you mean like artists like period
of all time? Old,
fuck
you.
Okay.
Dead alive.
Stevie Wonder
okay.
is always gonna be there.
Yes.
What the fuck was that noise?
He's thinking.
Yeah, it's a lot to think about. That's a lot. So Stevie Wonder is always gonna be on that. Without an absolute doubt, R. Kelly, just off the strength of R. Kelly's early career, is so powerful. His songwriting ability is also amazing.
But him now, he's a little
he on some doing shit. Yeah. You know who I'm waiting to realize that they are old nigga fucking Usher. Because
what?
Yeah, I can't.
Oh no.
This nigga is talking about I don't mind. Nigga, take your kids to bed, nigga. Take your kids
no,
to bed.
No, don't say that.
Like, literally,
don't say that.
Taryn
is
oh
this
my god.
Ever since Good Kisser, I've been like, what the fuck?
No,
Good Kisser
was
my
shit.
Oh my
god. Good Kisser was good.
It's not
but
a
after Good Kisser, it gets shitty as fuck.
I don't mind was booty cheeks.
It was alright.
I said, why are you talking about leaving with strippers like
let me
Drake?
Look up his last
like, you are an older gentleman, sir. Like, all he needs for him to realize he's an older nigga is the one thing that make an older nigga always realize he's an old nigga is he get an injury in basketball. And the knee or some shit and that nigga gonna start putting on ointment to play and he can't shoot the same no more.
Oh, icy hot.
Yeah, the icy hot. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna smell like icy hot and fucking, I don't even know it's gonna and tea tree oil in that bitch.
Tea tree oil.
Y'all ever seen that Breakfast Club interview with Tyrese and Lil Chris? And Tyrese was like,
Tyrese is some bullshit.
We're not talking about that right now.
Okay, I'm just.
He was like, he's like, I don't want no young ass little teenage motherfuckers like singing my shit. He was like, I'm an old ass nigga. He was like, you gotta be like in your 20s or above to be singing my shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Usher need to be on the same shit.
No, are you kidding me?
Yeah, Usher need to get.
Listen, let me just break it down real quick.
Talk to us about Usher.
We grew. Usher was our Michael Jackson, ours, and we grew up with Usher, and I admit, he fell off, Confessions was like way, way up there, that was his huge peak,
he got married,
20 million, he got married, music fucked up,
started cheating on his wife,
cheating on his wife,
I heard he did all the
music got better, but like, I can't accept the fact that Usher, an artist that we grew up on, is old. That
nigga
got
his hair blonde. That's like, this nigga's going through a midlife crisis.
I said, come on, Chris Brown.
Like, it's different when Chris Brown does it. Although, it's still crazy when Chris Brown does it.
Chris Brown is frightening. I feel like I would never fight this nigga, bro. He's so fucking funny, bro, and so talented. But this nigga, I would never fight this nigga. Like, all these niggas beefing with Chris Brown. I'm like, why? I've seen this nigga backflip with no effort. Like, after pulling a Newport cigarette, like, this nigga is dangerous. Like, he can live his life and still backflip like a Mortal Kombat character. Like, leave this nigga alone. People come to Chris Brown, leave this nigga alone because he don't give a fuck about you.
Nah, he don't give a fuck about life.
He don't give a fuck about your house. He don't give a fuck about your girl. He don't give a fuck about... Nah, none of that
nothing.
Shit.
Nothing.
But that's the GOAT, though. That nigga is the GOAT. Like, what's crazy, a lot of people never gonna give him the respect he deserves because he really... I want to say he showed himself to be so diverse as an artist after the whole entire thing when he assaulted Rihanna. Like, I'm not a fan of that whole entire incident, period. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? We already know what to do.
You know how I found out about that shit? Huh? Because I was, like, young as hell. I found out about the shit. I was, like, in, like, sixth grade. So, like, I had a Wii back then. And I was on Wii News, right? And I was scrolling through Wii News, like, entertainment. And I saw a picture of Rihanna's beat up face. And I was like, bro, what the fuck?
Damn,
like, next day, sixth grade was gone. Yeah. We all had something to say about that
shit. We can't be fans of Chris Brown anymore. after that.
I'm still listening to Chris. I'm I'm sorry, but if I can listen to Rick James, he tortured a woman in the basement for 3 days.
I love Rick James. I'm sorry. Yeah, bro.
These old niggas
but
was
But is the
brutal.
Quality the same, though? I mean, I can fuck with Rick James. I can fuck with everybody back
Hold on. Now, when lawyer come on, when a rich nigga wants you, and your nigga can't do nothing for you. Hey. Oh, these hoes ain't loyal. No, they ain't. This nigga Chris Brown is a goat. And I don't think niggas is going to respect that nigga just because he be on bullshit. Like,
I mean, you can't. Can you separate the artist from the bullshit?
It's hard.
You don't. So you have to now. Because, like, back in the day, you didn't know everybody bullshit for real. Like, if you know they bullshit, they was just messy niggas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, now cameras is everywhere. Somebody's taking a picture of you, like, every single second. And so, I think this is really the only difference is overexposure. Like, we know what, like, artists like. We can interact with them. Like, they'll spaz on you on Twitter on some bullshit on Instagram. Funny as hell, yes, that shit is funny as fuck. Like, 50 Cent dogged this one girl when I was in high school. Because she said some shit, and he was like, better than your ugly ass, bitch. And I was like,
ha-ha! Screenshot, say it's forever, frames in a picture.
I swear, this because 50 Cent is my favorite. 50 Cent. 50 Cent is in my top artist group. Okay. Stevie Wonder, 50 Cent,
that's the original
R. Kelly, just off discography and what he's done, Dr. Dre, I will have to say Pharrell. Did I say Jay-Z already?
No.
Oh, I got to put Hov. Hov! Jay. I will put Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
But I'll put, instead of Marvin Gaye, I'll put Smokey. Ooh.
Okay.
I put Smokey. Okay. Who else would I put in there?
Any females you'll put on that list?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
I was going to say something.
I was about to put Beyonce.
Come on, bruh.
On the list. But sometimes she be having hit him in songs for me.
Like what?
Like Video Phone.
Her laugh. Like, oh, I love Video
like
Phone.
I like the video, but
that
I wasn't.
Shit makes
but
me filthy. I fucking love that song.
I love Video Phone. You know what I'm saying? I done shot my gun a few times with Video Phone.
What the fuck?
But, you know, but.
Her last album had a lot of skippers for me.
What?
Really?
That country shit?
That song gold.
My daddy said,
daddy
shoot.
Lessons. My daddy
Matthew
said, bang,
Knows
bang.
Is the greatest artist of all time.
Whoa.
Matthew Knows. Matthew Knows.
Gave birth to one of the greatest.
Matthew Knows is stupendous. Number one, his name Matthew. Because you don't get a lot of like famous niggas Matthew besides Matthew McConaughey.
With the one T.
You know what I'm saying? With the one T. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, Matthew McConaughey, artist. I'm going to give, man, I'm not, big, Notorious B.I.G. Okay. Period.
That's eight.
Eight? Damn. Yeah,
need two more.
It's always eight.
Did I put Beyonce? I already put Beyonce
What's
in there.
Where the pussy at on the list?
Huh?
Where's the pussy at on the list?
Oh, hold on. I got something.
He said Beyonce. He's still
good. That's all you really need. Well.
Shut up, Terry.
If I could put it on vocal ability, Brandy. Brandy
yes, dude.
Vocalist.
I told you. What did I say?
Everybody said you was going wrong.
Yes,
you did.
Or Jasmine Sullivan. Because Jasmine Sullivan.
I would pick Jasmine Sullivan over Brandy.
Have you ever seen the video of her singing The Wiz when she was like 12?
That video fucked me up.
I'm saying, nigga, I don't even fucked got no essence, but my shit is
how
snatched.
Do you have that natural talent at 12?
At 12.
At 12.
I just like how raspy and how soulful her, like, her voice is.
And those like, rhymes
I know
are so
she,
intricate.
I know she can stir from tear some collard greens just perfect. Like, straight
collard
down
greens
the stems. Like, like, I was just like, baby.
You do something for me.
I said, please. I'm like, ooh. I was like, I just want you to look at my sweet potato pie before it go in the oven, boo. You know
like, bless it right quick.
Bless it one quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be like, ooh, I'm like Jill Scott. I know Jill Scott tastes like candy yams. You know what I'm saying? Candy yams and macaroni. You know what I'm saying?
The way she smiles makes me hungry.
I swear. Because she a whole ass meal. She ain't a snack. She a whole motherfucker.
Like, you'll see her smile on her videos and be like, damn, my stomach just growled. Like, I think that all the fucking time whenever I see her, I'm like, damn, I'm hungry. Like, fuck this shit.
That's funny as shit.
I'm always cooking when I'm listening to Andy Hamilton.
Yeah, definitely.
Ooh, excuse me.
Oh, you good over there, buddy?
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I was talking about earlier? I was thinking about it. T.I. never gets the props he deserves as being one of the founders of trap music.
King of the South.
Everybody say Jeezy.
Everybody say Jeezy, but T.I. was out.
Hell yeah.
T.I. was already in the street, but T.I. got locked up.
Yeah.
That was on the T.I. shit. T.I. got locked up a few times.
And when he got out, his music was a little.
I'm talking about not the first time, because when he got out, Because he had to beef with Lil. Second time he had to beef out with Lil Flip.
The second time, Lil Flip was fire.
That's when he was king.
Pulled up the clover.
Man, I'm saying.
Wait. The second time he locked up, you said it's better than the first time he got locked up? Because Paper Trail was going.
Paper Trail. No, that's not that wasn't the second time he got locked up. Paper
that was the first time. Yeah.
No, that wasn't the first time. T.I. was locked up before Trap Music, before he dropped the tape, Trap Music. And then Trap Music, he got locked up again before he went to the King.
Damn.
And then after that, T.I. was smooth. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, stay out of jail, please.
But he was a 7-time felon. It's kind of hard to stay out of jail.
7 times.
You spit on the ground and like, get this nigga. Violating his probation.
By the way, free tax. Free tax, by the way. You know what I'm saying?
You can't do nothing.
What was that?
When you fresh out of jail, literally you can't do nothing.
Oh, I know. He was on house arrest.
He looked at the wrong person.
Ross was on house arrest for like 5 years.
He puzzles me.
Really?
Because his past...
Ross is my favorite person.
I mean, I definitely love him, but his past lifestyle and then like how he stole that nigga whole ass drug dealer name and then came
50
up...
50 Cent got a different nigga name. 50 Cent was not his name in the hood. His hood was named Boo Boo. 50 Cent, he took a nigga, he said like, yeah, it was a nigga in my hood named, 50, you know, 50 Cent, and I took his name, you know.
Like, you were here profiting off of this shit.
Yeah. Because
you can't go in.
You can't go off your hood name because you got too much shit attached to you.
Right.
He be rapping about, I just hate when rappers be like rapping about some shit they never did. Like, I'd be like,
the greatest exaggerator in the rap game might be Jadakiss. Now, I'm not saying Jadakiss didn't move no dope, because I know Jadakiss is gangster. I've heard personal stories. I know Jadakiss styles. I don't want no smoke with the locks, period. But Jadakiss will have a bar like, I'm outside and I'm in Italy. I got 13 tubs full of cocaine right now. I said bullshit. I be like bullshit, Jada. Bullshit. But rapping, a lot of rappers exaggeration. Like Jay-Z said, he lost 92 bricks.
That's a gift to exaggerate.
It's a gift.
I say Plies is a whole ass exaggerator.
Plies is amazing.
Nurse Plies.
Man, Plies is a mind. Okay.
What's your favorite Plies song though?
His last one.
Bust it, baby.
Bust it, baby.
Part one or two?
Part two.
I'm trying to think. Mm-hmm.
Put it on you.
That's a good song.
Remember, you ain't heard that? Put it on you. You was talking about licking Kool-Aid off her toes and shit.
Like, Plies is nasty as hell.
Yeah.
Shout out to the toe sucking game. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a foot episode. No, it's going to be
nasty.
We're
thinking don't be a menace right now.
No, I've been thinking a booty call.
You gotta stop.
Oh, the fire, the hot sauce.
If somebody ever tried to put hot sauce on my feet, I think I might. Oh, Tara, I thought you had some shit.
No, but it was on the table. I was like, oh, damn.
He moved you heard it. About the Toledo Bandit? He was going around.
The
like,
toe sucking nigga?
Yeah, taking toes on top.
Yo.
Tanner, you don't stop
playing. Yo, son. This girl I know said that this nigga like touched her foot on some shit.
I've seen that too.
Yeah, and I was like, yo, son, that shit is crazy. Dude, we have to kill this nigga.
Like, I saw him when I was walking around the mall one day. I was like, oh, shit. Like,
which mall?
Franklin Park. I was like, hey, hide y'all toes, fam. Like, ain't no sandals in here.
Hide your corns, hide your bunions, hide your ears, and hide your toes, because he's sucking everybody's toes out.
I seen this nigga at Uptown one time. Like, this nigga is fucking weird.
That shit. He giving us toe sucking niggas a bad name. You know what I'm saying? Like, me, Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, nigga?
Wasn't he on Devil's Advocate with Al Pacino?
Maybe he was.
Yeah, that's where I learned it from. You know what I'm saying? I seen it and I said, oh, she going crazy when that nigga did that shit.
Hell no.
But that shit was
like, made you want to suck some toes.
Yeah, I was like, I seen some nice ass feet and some flip flops once. It was actually my friend Ashley. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ashley. Her birthday is next week.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, baby. You know what I'm saying? I got so much love for you. You my nigga. You my bestie. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you forever, ever. But yeah, I was outside of economics class. And I was like, I was looking at her feet and I was like, damn, girl, you got some suckable ass toes. Yeah. And niggas ran and started running around school like, Matthew, suck toes.
Oh.
And it was the worst. They told the teacher on some blow shit. I'm sitting here was like, okay, now I just have to live in my truth. Like, once you've been exposed for certain shit.
It's like,
shit,
okay, yeah, I suck toes, now what?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as I developed and became a grosser person, I was like, you know, I'm just accept, like, certain truths. Like,
right.
Accepting my truth is the only way I survive out in this
Amen.
Bitch.
Amen.
Because that is the main way. So, as you guys, like, think about moving to like other realms? Like, what do you want to do next?
I'm gonna say I have my own like volunteer org on campus. I want that to get like big.
Talk like, about it.
It's called Valor.
Shout out to Valor.
It started in Cleveland last year by this girl named Kayla Primes. She goes to Howard. It's like all about like collegiate black millennials kind of getting together and just like going against stereotypes that, you know, we don't contribute to society or we're not this, we're not that. So I actually started the first like chapter outside of Cleveland chapter.
Oh, that's lit as fuck.
So we like considered the beta chapter on some weird shit. and we got like 15 members. I'm the president. I got like a VP by my side. And it's just been a great journey to kind of have like my own like little creation here. Because you can always go join somebody else's shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I don't want to do that. Because then you got to fight to be on their org, like exec board and shit like that. Niggas be high and mighty type shit. Like, no, I'm cool on that. Like, I love to volunteer, and I didn't see a lot of volunteer opportunities for people that wasn't in Greek life. Mm-hmm. So I definitely decided, you know, this is something I need to bring to BG, but I really want it to blow up. Like, next year, I want more applications. You know, I want more people coming in to just help us out on the side. You don't gotta be a part of Valor type shit, but that's my main goal, for real.
What about you, Tara?
Well, me moving on to the real world.
You an adult now.
I'm a fucking adult. Like, what the fuck happened these 4 years? I'm more inspired to go after my true passions. I've developed a passion for screenwriting. I have one in the works that I sent to WBGU. I haven't heard from them yet, but I'm praying that something happens. And I've written a couple more. And, I enjoy writing films and TV, and I want to be the next Shonda Rhimes and Spike Lee and do what they do. Acting is something I want to pursue as well. Directing and producing, and if I can get my vocals right and my songwriting right, I like to try music somewhere down the line, but, you know, the music industry can be some bullshit, so I want to find the right avenue for myself. But that's me. I'm still working on what I want to do after college. So stay tuned.
I think this summer I'm finally deciding to become an actual artist. Like, so far I've been producing and DJing, which is cool. But I think I'm finally like gonna put my songwriting to the test. Cause I've been songwriting.
I'm so proud
for years.
So proud.
Like, I always like give my songs to other people. Or, like, I just put it in the vault. So, like, I'm dropping June 20th, like, officially. So, that's what I'm planning right now. I'm getting my company off the ground, too.
You got a name for it?
The project or the company?
Project and the company.
The project is going to be called Rigorous Rhythms. And then the company is Porcelain Portland.
Okay. RRPP.
RRPP.
You got low key and HH House Husbands.
Right.
Well, let me get you this banana pudding, though. I told you you're going to have some this morning.
Bring it over here.
Well, you're going to have an RR. It's going to, but you can't have an RR on the gates. It's going to be like Rough Riders.
Yeah. So it's going to pull up like what you thought this was.
Yeah, then it's like, hey, yo, go. You know, I came through the holler at you. I'm going to have to put DMX up there on my top artist.
Oh, okay.
Because I've never felt like, I've never believed a motherfucker like I believe DMX.
Damn.
Like, I've never believed a motherfucker like I believe this nigga. Like, in certain niggas, who you listen to and you be like, oh, I don't believe him. You know what I'm saying? But then you hear this nigga, I be like, okay. I think you did it. I seen him in concert actually.
What?
I seen him, Pat, Remy Ma. Who was else in that motherfucker? Too Short was in that bitch.
What concert was this?
This
was
like,
pussy, young. Yeah,
like a hip hop, old school hip hop, like Volume 1. Like, who else was there? Foxy Brown was there.
Ooh.
Yeah, like,
can I?
I'm saying it was, can I get a woo woo? It was a great ass like concert. Like, it was really cool. Too Short said some of the realest shit I ever heard.
Bro, I fucking love Too Short, nigga.
What's my favorite word?
Bitch, why you got, hey,
bed.
Why you want to play on my court? Hey, bro, Too Short is my nigga. I said I did Freaky Tales word for word. That's a 10-minute song.
Freaky Tales is legendary.
Bro,
Freaky Tales is such a fucking long song, and he said some shit that stuck with me because he was like, what up, Detroit? He was like, I got love for y'all in Atlanta. He was like, because y'all pretty much everybody from Atlanta already, because everybody got an auntie who from Atlanta, Mississippi, or Alabama, and Detroit. And I said, you know what? I was like, you right. You right, because my grandma from Cordell, Georgia. Let me get you a spoon.
We're going to share.
Okay.
Watermelon capital of the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cordell, Georgia. Big shout out to Cordell, Georgia.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I'm not playing with these niggas out here.
He ain't playing with these motherfuckers.
I'm saying, whoever you end up dating, they gonna be thick real quick.
Whoever you marry gonna be.
Oh, yeah. She gonna be good. She gonna be cool. You know what I'm saying? But I wanna know if she can cook too. You did, like, because I do a lot of other work, so it would have to be, like, divvied up in a certain way.
Did you use the lemon one, too, or you just
use
vanilla?
I just use vanilla. I put a little nutmeg and a little sugar in there.
So you put a little bit of the lemon one in there. One pack of lemon. And I put a little meringue on the top.
Meringue.
Told you them Bacos coming.
Man, where the fuck is Zulu?
He's not coming.
He's not going to make
it.
He
has the roast shit. Mm.
He's a Sigma. He has to stay committed to his brothers.
You fucking Crips. I told y'all niggas last time.
I gotta fucking go. He called these niggas
Crips. I'm sorry. I've been calling these niggas Crips for a long time. They gonna have to come back through, though. My nigga AD, my nigga James, my nigga Derek, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Ken. You know what I'm saying? Like, my nigga Dorian. This some cool nigga. My nigga Quentin, bro.
That nigga's hilarious.
That nigga is hilarious.
I swear he was a sophomore.
Bro, because he wasn't out like that. He wasn't, you know what I'm saying, like, hanging out and shit. And he's finally, like, really coming into himself. And I'm so proud because he's working so hard. Like, Quentin is one of the smartest people.
Smartest shit.
Man, like, one of the smartest people I know. Yeah.
This nigga drink Welch's. Turn up. This nigga is crazy.
That's why he's the best. That's why he's the greatest, man. Like, I always want. Can I get some of these Sour Patch Kids? I'm about to just drop
them. Come on, bro.
These motherfuckers are ice cubes. I don't got these motherfuckers on. Okay.
Help yourself.
Okay. Drip, drip, drip.
Hell yeah.
No, so Silk like the yellow ones. He confessed.
That ain't my favorite.
You gonna get some. Make sure my bro Silk get some yellows.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, ain't nobody about to neglect these boys.
Hell
no. I do. You see me and Taryn left them on the napkin. Yeah,
eat the rest.
I left mine in the bottom of the cup. And we don't see what's gonna happen.
Hey.
Yo, I had some Panther Punch. And
Panther Punch.
What the hell is
Panther? Gamblers had a little Panther Punch.
Excuse me.
And it was good as fuck.
Was it Friday?
Yeah.
That shit was gone. What the hell was in that?
Yo, that shit was lit as fuck. That shit was good as fuck, son. And I have been drinking dark all night. And I didn't know what the fuck was in there. Sometimes I drink a Barack Obama. I get a mix of light and dark.
I'm leaving.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get a little, I'm a mulatto mix, Barack you know. Obama. And it's absolutely... It's absolutely delicious. Like, I really enjoy that shit from the bottom of my heart. Actually, that's for Wale. Wale made up that Barack Obama shit for real. But, it was cool for real. Like, it was just really a nice ass punch. I forgot where I was going with that, to be completely honest with you.
It's okay.
You know, I blew a wood before, you know, I came here.
Oh, Matt.
it's just who I am. You know?
I know. I respect that.
Actually, by the way, the 420 episode dropped. Season 2 premiere.
Hey.
We in season 2, baby.
Season 2.
We in season 2, baby.
It's a series.
I had to end it off the sex podcast episode because that was so much.
I really
want to
watch
it. I heard that. I had to stop, that's too much.
It's a lot, but I enjoyed myself.
Because I swear I went somewhere to listen to it. It might have been on your page or something. It wouldn't do it. I don't know. I
got to
try it.
She said she needed a size 10. I'm like,
oh, for the birthday?
No, yeah, for the birthday.
That's like, not like
Okay. You always gotta do that shit. Cause niggas is having babies like a motherfucker. And I'm
Okay.
I might have the daycare hustle going something crazy.
Because I used to have a daycare on campus.
They need to have
that
shit.
I'm like, what the fuck happened? They tore it down.
We have kids now. Like,
they tore it down when they start doing the parking lot.
Babies having babies.
We not really babies.
I mean, it's just because we not really stable. A lot of niggas here ain't stable, but I wouldn't say we're babies. Like, I can't provide for no child right now. Diapers be like $18, $20 for like 10
pairs. We live in a different world now. We live in a different world than the people before us. Like, the people before us, like, they really had to, like, pay attention and really care about, like, no, they actually didn't. You can have a baby, you know what I'm saying, early and shit. You can get a job, you know, fairly easy. You know, like, back then, like, you didn't have to have that college degree. You weren't thinking, like, I don't have this, I don't have that. Like, now, like, the rich is so rich and the poor is so poor, like, you have to.
Kids expensive as fuck. And I'm like, the fact that daycare isn't there, like, BG is not catering to all the students.
That's why you keep $400 in your bank account at all times. You always be prepared for the worst situation. So every time when she send you that message, she late, you say, what are we going to do? And one of your options, you're going to say, I have $400 in the bank. And
you can either take it to buy a stroller, or you can go do some other shit.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not Jody. You know what I'm saying? I'll come with you. I'll make sure you good. Okay. You know, I'll sit there with you. You know, I'll make sure you eat and shit. You know, but that shit is a totally different ballgame. Like, oh my God. Like, I'm so happy. Like, either I'm smoking too much weed to start having kids right now, or I don't know. That shit is frightening, nigga. Like, you be sitting there 1 month like,
damn.
Especially if you're in a relationship. If you're in a relationship, you know what I'm saying, your girl not on BC, you're going to be sitting
there. Some risky-ass shit.
That's some risky-ass shit. That's why I stopped nutting the chicks in 2016.
Because it can't help everything.
I have to
It can't help everything.
I have to
You know what
I'm saying? What are we talking about?
I'm saying.
What are we talking
about? I'm saying, my nigga. Like, and I eat vegetables, so I don't know what that got to do with anything. But I be worried, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Hey, baby, according to your app.
When I say you ovulating this one, let me
sit to the computer. This maybe.
I say that shit is nerve-wracking.
Because that's why I be saying, like, you shouldn't start hitting girls that you just messing with, you know what I'm saying? Raw, if you with your girl for a while, you know what I'm saying? You want to take that chance, you know what I'm saying? Like
you really, that's
what I'm saying, because people be lying and shit like, I always wear rubber. You a motherfucking lie.
What
if you with your girl, you ain't rolling over, you not going to reach over to grab a condom because it's 10 of them bitches in there for like $8. So you go.
What happened to celibacy?
Celibacy, you know, I've been celibate. You know, I celibate here, I celibate there.
Nigga,
okay. This nigga, 3 months.
I think it's a really good option, though. Like, I really wish that I was able to practice it.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You said wish.
You hit your elbow on that.
Yeah.
You got some good colors out this motherfucker.
I mean, it's just not for me.
I think it's possible for our generation, though.
It is possible, but for me, it's just not my thing.
Well,
I did do meditation. Like, meditation has really, like, helped me find balance. Like, I do a lot of yoga, and I meditate, and I'm like, I have a lot of, like, essential oils. I have, like, a diffuser, so I'm, like, very, like, in control of things. But celibacy is cool, but for me, like, personally, it's all about balance. So, like, you have to be, like, balanced, because it's easy. You can go way too far in one thing, like, especially pleasures. You know what I'm saying? Like,
niggas don't know how to control their sex drive at all.
I'm sorry. That's just...
that's you, bro? That's you?
Yeah, I mean, I control it because I shoot my gun twice a day.
I believe it.
I make it my coat.
No, it's to keep you regulated. You know what I'm saying?
I shoot my gun twice a day.
When did we start talking about this?
You asked for the
what happened to the music? What happened to the music?
Okay, what's your top 10 favorite artists of all time?
Oh, damn.
We
here we go.
We did this,
girl.
And we don't know no more. We done came up.
You got another question.
Okay. Your top 5 favorite rappers from the 90s.
Shit. What the fuck?
And don't say Dylan, because that's my answer.
From the 90s? Okay.
That's low-key easier.
It is, but like, damn. Okay. Jay-Z... Tupac,
I feel like you're going to judge my answers, but like...
No, I'm not judging you. All right. You got some good...
I said Jay-Z, Pac, Outkast.
Why are you sound unsure on that?
Because I don't know. I know 2000s Clips. Outkast more than 90s.
I like Clips Outkast. More than I like Outkast, honestly.
Clips?
90s, though.
Yeah, 90s. Okay, I was just talking period.
Okay. Nas.
Okay.
I don't like Nas' beat selection.
I've been heard that argument so many times.
His what?
His selection? Beat selection. It'd be boo boo. Like, I'd be like, you can't float on that. Like, because you don't got the same chemistry. Like, not even just like recently, but like some shit on It Was Written, and then like certain shit like that original Hate Me Out. I was like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. Like, until Puff changed it, like, I was just like, yo, what the fuck is this, Nas? Like, you're a great, like, Nas is a great example of, like, great lyricists, but, like, boo-boo beats. Like, it's so many niggas who, like, who are great lyricists, but that are, like, trash beats.
Okay.
That's what's but good. Continue, please. I'm sorry.
What were you on?
I have one more.
Okay.
I want to say Missy, but I feel like she's more 2000s, because she came out so late. Fuck it, I'll say Missy, just to throw in the female there.
Missy's so dope.
Missy is the shit. Put some respect on her motherfucking name.
Minuteman.
Beat Me 911, Super Duper Fly.
Mm-hmm.
All her features.
Music, man. Nigga.
Hey. Pop locking.
About to start. Hey, you about to do the Chris Brown slide.
I said, one little white girl was in all her videos.
Allison Stoner, yeah.
Right, I wish my life was
okay, started. I think Lil Kim, cause I fuck with Lil Kim. That's so fucking heavy.
I wish I would have loved her better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish I was around earlier to love her better.
Cause she deserved better than Big.
She deserved better than Big.
Dead ass. I'm gonna say, cause she was beautiful before the surgery. True.
Yeah, bitch, you like Kim shit. Before the surgery. Yeah. That nigga 50 Loki dog Kim had a software. 50 Cent is the greatest.
Damn, I do like Lil' Kim from the 90s.
50 Cent is the greatest.
All time?
The heavy hip-hop personality.
Heavy D.
Heavy D.
I do like Heavy D.
That is my fucking nigga. Shout out to the big fellas on that one. But
kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
I'm saying the overweight levels in the house.
Hey!
I love Tupac. Yeah. Like everybody does.
Where is no Biggie at?
I was going to say Biggie next.
But
yeah.
I like Tupac before Biggie.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm actually the other way around.
Cause yeah. I mean, I can see why you would say that, but that's just me personally. Cause Niggas I was just raised bleed. On Tupac. Like, my mom is obsessed with this dude.
He could bleed.
And he had more lyrics. He had more persona.
Yeah, Tupac was a bigger star, but Biggie was by far the superior rapper.
Fuck
yeah.
You tonight. That's my song right there.
You must be used to the standard.
That was a smooth ass shit.
They said this nigga R. Kelly was shirtless in the studio down there covering the baby oil singing that shit. That nigga Predator, bro. I don't know how that nigga is not in prison. Like, we have video proof.
Okay.
That nigga pissing on somebody.
Okay. A 15-year-old. Like, sir.
Yes.
Let me think. Snoop Dogg. Even though he's not 90s.
Ooh, yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
I'm about to say he's not like
90s.
Though.
Yes, he is. 93. Doggy Style came out in 93.
I'm going to say because he was like before that. He was rapping before that, though.
In what?
But I guess like.
Because his.
Because that was like his first, like. Yeah, that was his debut, but he was rapping before that. So I don't know if I could like say he was strictly
90s. Because his album came out in 90s, so I can give him 90s. Okay, okay. It's how people give Eminem 21st Century.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. But he's 90s, too.
Yeah, but
barely.
The Eminem was definitely more
99. When did that one album come out where Drug Ballad was on it?
Drug Ballad?
That was 21st Century. I'm pretty sure that was 21st.
But yeah, Snoop Dogg is my last one.
Okay.
Snoop is amazing. Snoop gave me the inspiration for this show. Like, because wow. I would watch GGN and he would like smoke with people and I'd be like, yo, this shit fun as fuck. Like, he smoked with George Clinton and shit. Like, I was like, yo, George Clinton is the fucking funkiest. Like, y'all talking about y'all grew up in the 90s. And was like really, you know, 90s music for me, my peoples is older. Like,
yeah.
My dad is like 64 right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom is like in her late 50s right now. So,
okay.
It's like my people were older, so I heard like older shit. Like, my dad was playing funk. Like, I was in Ohio playing the gang. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I was really like Rick James. Like, people literally called my dad Rick James, and I was Lil Ricky my whole entire life.
Boosie Collins.
Boosie, I saw Boosie Collins in the park, actually. and he was performing. Like, I took this girl out on the date, you know. Shout out to you, you know what I'm saying? We went to get Sweetwater wings and it was nice.
It was nice. It was
I didn't want to get my clothes dirty, so I got, you know, I got catfish. Yeah, and it was this weird nigga who came up to me. Like, it was a nigga, he was high as hell. He came up to me and was like, you know, you remind me of Magic when I grew up with Magic. Because Magic from, people I don't know, Magic is from like Michigan. Magic is from like Detroit and shit. Like Magic Johnson. Mm-hmm. And so, he's like, you remind me of Magic, blah, 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 blah. I was in the park. I'm like, nigga, I'm here to trip with these old people and watch Boosie Collins. Like, I'm like, I'm just looking for the LSD. I was like, I don't know. What's going on? Like, just a tab, you know, just a bit. Ate the shrooms. 25. Like, oh my gosh. Like, but man, I really wish Zulu would have came through. Fuck.
I say, I gotta get home and cook.
You what about Sil?
What?
Who are your top five?
Top five.
Biggie, Raekwon, damn. Nas.
You hear his new shit?
I did.
Yeah. That Marvin shit?
Crazy.
I just listened to that whole shit again.
He still got it.
Yeah.
He was on it.
Ice Cube.
Ooh, fuck with Ice Cube.
Great storyteller.
Big L.
Okay.
Big L.
Okay.
You never heard of Big L?
You never heard of Big L? Big he life. Died, but
yeah, he had like one, like two albums.
Mm. Yeah, but he was definitely a great rapper, an amazing rapper.
No, but I got this Heavy D song stuck in my head right now.
Which Heavy D song?
I'd love to love you, baby. Hell nah. Yeah, whatever. I love to love to you, baby.
Yeah, you can't be
my baby. I want a caddy so bad. LL Cool J.
Oh!
LL fucking Cool J. Okay, LL Cool J was number one the reason I got into fitness. I would have to
that nigga is huge. Because
he was a skinny nigga when he first came out. Like, I want you. Do, 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 do.
But that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to love you better video. So jealous.
It's amazing.
His visuals is good, though. Like,
LL Cool J, the greatest. He made the GOAT. The album, the GOAT, you know what I'm saying? LL Cool J, baby, greatest of all time. Like, he is amazing. Like, LL Cool J is sensational. He's one of the young, like, that's how I always say, like, if we had anything in a rap game closest to Michael Jackson, it would be either between Lil Wayne and LL Cool J.
Whoa.
That's a huge leap.
Hold on, because Lil Wayne, think about it. Lil Wayne been in the game since he was a kid.
That was a huge leap.
He was in the game since he was a kid.
There are hella niggas that work start as kids.
But he's kept it up. He's kept it up. And he got better as he got older.
I'm defiant, man.
He though.
But then he got shitty after he got out of jail.
Yeah.
But you know, when you locked up, you're not the same person.
Talk about that Prom Queen shit and like that album.
That shit.
Prom Queen.
Reverb.
Oh, Knockout is a banger. I love that song. Drop with Nicki. Drop the World. Yeah.
That whole album, I was like, what's going on here?
I like it. If it
I was
style.
Like, do you want to talk? Do you like talk? This nigga started skateboarding and shit and was on some weird shit. I was like, what's wrong with this nigga? Like,
listening to Eminem lately has made me realize how much the game has changed.
Yes.
This nigga like, don't sound the same.
I'm like, what's he doing on No Favors?
Like, I swear, yeah, like. I'm like, what? I'm like, bro, if you talk about raping people, like, he don't have two whole daughters who are adults.
But that was the appeal of Eminem. He was controversial.
But well, we different. I liked him better when he did shrooms. I'm going to just put that out there.
I did enjoy
when him. When he was doing drugs, I liked him better. Yes.
I did not make
friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices.
Yeah, Blonde Eminem was great.
He's amazing. Like, a technical rapper, I would have to say Eminem, Papoose, Tretch. And Black Thought,
you got a problem
as far as technical rappers, they're amazing. And Jay-Z are amazing technical rappers.
Jay-Z is the greatest of our generation.
Jay-Z isn't our generation. He old nigga.
He old, but he kept it up into our generation. Even he don't. Where the fuck is this album out?
He don't need to have an
album. Yes, he
should.
I think he not should one more. On this shit right now.
He no. should be just raising them twins.
Jay-Z
doing something else.
He don't need, you know what I'm saying? He don't need to do that right now. Like, we can't relate to Jay-Z no more. Like, what can Jay-Z say that can relate to us? Like,
y'all fucked with Magna Carta, though.
I did fuck with Magna Carta.
But he wasn't talking about the old shit he used to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just like...
He a different man.
Yeah.
Like,
I like new Jay-Z better than old misogynistic Jay-Z.
Where?
Yeah. I have a Kanye, though. This nigga look like he's been suffering lately. Like,
I saw Yeezus when he was in concert, and... I have to say, I almost cried. And number one, that was just because Kendrick Lamar performed before, and he did like damn near an altar call, and like, I believe that nigga was the chosen one, bro. Like I was like, bro, this nigga is the chosen one. It's no way this nigga's not the chosen one. But when I saw Kanye, he was such an amazing performer. I think Kanye is the closest thing we'll have to rap to like a Stevie. You know what I'm saying? Like, because he's so diverse. Like, Stevie was putting out so much music, and his music is so different and so diverse, and it reaches so many different people. I would say Kanye West has, like, similar things to that. I won't say he was on the same caliber, but I have to say he has the same range and spectrum as Stevie Wonder because of his work.
Him socially right now, I'm not feeling my nigga socially.
Yeah.
Because he just looks like he's suffering all the time. Like, every time this nigga be out in public, like, somebody just beat the shit out of him. And he's just kind of just silent about it.
I just want him to be happy. That's all I want. Just like how I always want Common to be happy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, Common dropped an album recently. And it's great. Like, Common definitely put out a really good album. Common is one of my favorite people because, you know, he's also, you know, a Pisces. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even big into zodiac signs. But, like, he mentioned that shit. And his birthday is, like, 5 days after mine. I'm like, hey, my nigga Lonnie. What's up? You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know nothing about my zodiac sign.
What for are you?
Cancer.
Oh no!
Are we homies again? What's up, homies?
We meant to be.
I say July 1st birthday.
We meant to be. Cancer Scorpios go well like peanut butter and jelly.
Are you a Scorpio?
Fucking Scorpio for life.
Oof. I got an odd mix because my moon is Aries and my rising sign is Gemini, so I'm an interesting mix of them.
Okay.
Anybody says the word Gemini, I'm like you. Crazy nigga, like
I'm not crazy. I just have to say I'm eccentric. You know what I'm saying? Like
You got many sides.
Yeah, you know I'm a, like Isabella always. Shout out to Isabella. You graduated,
hey,
baby.
Isabella,
I love you so
Bella,
much.
Love you.
But you know, she always calls me an onion. You know what I'm saying? It's like how my has strengths. Like oh, like onions. Ogres have onions and lawyers. They're layers, donkey. And so it's like. That's how I feel. Like, I'm an onion. Like, it's layers to this shit. Like, you gotta peel these bitches back. Some of these bitches gonna make you cry. You know what I'm saying? Some of these bitches gonna be a little spicy.
You're crazy
you know.
As hell.
Huh?
You're crazy as hell, man.
I'm not crazy. I'm just,
different.
Yeah, I'm just different.
Unique.
I'm a character.
You're special.
I'm a character. You know what I'm saying? I went to an art school, so I grew up around a whole bunch
of
characters.
Shout out DSA. Aaliyah, love you.
Yes, I love you, baby. Rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? Rest in paradise. Shout out to DSA. DSA made me. DSA raised me. Renaissance had me for two. Shout out to Remy. But, you know, as we've been out here for like an hour. And
can we keep going? Man.
I
like
that.
Talking.
I gotta get up, y'all.
No, let your man cook himself.
Man, I'm having fun, y'all.
We're having fun.
He over here texts me, say, I'm hungry. I was like,
if this nigga don't make him a bologna sandwich.
Yeah, some fucking popcorn with
some
the hot dog.
Some Vienna
sausages,
nigga.
Sausages. Yeah. Let him cook for his damn self for one night. One night.
It's a pull on my heart.
You put a move on my heart.
Come on, vocals.
I was say, no, seriously. I was like, damn. I'm like, should I get up?
It's okay, hot as fuck here, too.
I had to unzip my windbreaker.
Really. I was wondering how you've been wearing this windbreaker because I'm like, you must be burning because I'm burning.
I'm not wearing a shirt, though. Like, so, you know, I was smart about it.
Smart. I'm wearing jeans, and so I'm kind of cooking. We have a whole thing of Snickers right here that we have.
You can have it. I don't want it.
Bro, I can't. I don't eat sweets like that.
You don't eat Snickers?
Remember, I'm a personal
like
trainer.
Peanuts.
Wait.
And my chocolate.
Wait.
Oh, no, baby. You might want to pass over the soup, baby.
Get
the soup, baby. Y'all go fight over this shit.
I will go 3-3.
I'm going to tell your government. I'm going to tell you.
There's 6. Y'all can split it.
3-3.
It's an even number.
Silk, bro, your beard is going crazy, bro.
Yes, jealous as fuck.
What's going on, bro? I had to cut my shit
What
down.
Are you doing? What are you doing?
It's a regimen that you gotta stick to.
I need you to explain to me after the show.
I'm like, I'm making a lot of noise. I'm gonna like this nigga. Matt was looking at me like, hey.
Like, hold up. Altair was the only one who heard me.
What was
Terry was.
I was hoping you didn't say that.
Was
but
the only one who heard
I hope that wasn't your answer.
What happened?
I need Matt to repeat that one more time.
I said, I'm gonna eat mad pussy. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
the regimen.
That is the regimen, bro. I'm gonna eat pussy since I was like 14,
I'm
bro.
Leaving.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
we can't relate.
I'm deep into the game. Yeah,
wrong with
I'm deep into the game.
Pussy does not equate to hair growth.
It don't equate to hair growth, but booty hole licking might equate to hair growth.
And on that note, good night.
But
so
we're not gonna get into that.
You eat ass too, Matt.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. I for sure spitting the chick butt.
He was like, yeah.
I for sure chicken spitting the chick butt, for sure, for sure.
So you'll spit in it, but you won't go ring around the rosy with it.
Oh, shit, yeah, I throw in the motherfucker. I ain't scared of shit. I've been eating ass since I was like 15. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I have to keep up with traditions. You know, but you do it every once every blue moon. You know, you don't bring the big guns out.
You don't eat everybody.
You don't eat everybody. You got number one. She had to shower at your house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you know.
So you know she shower good. You know what I'm saying? Because you let her borrow, you know, a little Rosh wag, or she bought her own and shit.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, holla.
And it's a non-sexual question. Yeah, please.
Yeah.
He asked for this.
I did not. I didn't ask to talk about licking the asshole and eating the booties and eating the groceries.
You gotta pretend
in
there.
Would you eat ass, Terry?
Hell motherfucking no. Hey, not even when I'm married, I'm not eating that. No.
Hey, ladies.
You have to bleach that shit for me.
You're gonna have to put my name in your phone as Romaine, ladies. You know what I'm saying? Because that salad gonna get tall.
Get you some wet wipes, some Clorox, wipe your asshole, then I'll consider it.
No Clorox.
Not Clorox. Bleach your shit.
Bleach your motherfucking
ass. That should not be around there. Oh, baby. We talked
about sex. Oh no, baby, what
is
he doing?
Pussy management is all down there. When you violate pussy management, anything bad that goes around the area.
So why do niggas eat the asshole then?
No, I'm saying.
Because I'm a savage.
That's cool.
I saw a nice ass and I decided, damn, I kind of want to lick that.
Like, that's cool, that's but you talking about some
Clorox
flesh. Oh no, baby.
No, let me ask. No, baby, what is he doing? What was your question?
Anyway, how you feel about the state of R&B today?
You know, Smokey said some shit. He was talking about the reason why R&B is different is because of censorship. So back in the day, you couldn't say some shit. You couldn't go, oh, skeet, 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 motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, on the radio.
He's telling me come inside.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to be really, like, subtle with your, like, sexual innuendos. Like, how Stevie had to be, like, subtle. Like, you wouldn't know. Like, you knew Part-Time Lover about being a side chick. You didn't know how deep Part-Time Lover was as far as it being a song. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really had to bury your shit in the music so people can get it out. So, like, now they don't have that same censorship. So, niggas is always going to be the same. Because if y'all ever had that story of Marvin Gaye when I forgot who he was dating. And they wanted him to stop doing cocaine, you know, before they had sex because it was killing her.
His wife, Janice.
Yeah. And you know, he said no. You know what I'm saying? So, like, these niggas was the same way. You know what I'm saying? So, I think R&B would have been the same if they could have said the same shit. Like, think about it. Like, Motown and Berry Gordy was mostly pop. Like, they had to appeal to the popular culture. Like, it wasn't popular to be vulgar, you know what I'm saying, and brutal. Now it's popular to be vulgar because we're part of a different generation that kind of, like, succeeds from the, like, certain, I would want to say, I wouldn't say morals, but I have to say the same respectability politics of the people before us. So I feel like R&B is just people being able to be free to be themselves now. Like, Chris Brown, no matter what you feel about Chris Brown, you can't tell me that's not how that nigga feel at that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that nigga spazzing on Instagram, that's not no bullshit. That's how Chris Brown feels at that moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wasn't going to get that from other motherfuckers. They didn't have that medium. They didn't have that exposure. They wasn't able to talk the same way they would because they were using endorsements. Niggas don't give a fuck about endorsements. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas care about endorsements, but not really. You know what I'm saying? They get endorsed to be a dickhead. Like, you a rapper. Like, if you do some rapper dickhead shit, great, my nigga. Like, look at you.
Right.
Like, unless you just promote yourself as being, like, a popular motherfucker. So I feel like R&B is fine. But I feel like our perception of love is starting to change. Our perception of, like, relationships and gender roles have really shaped the way R&B has really shifted. Because a lot of R&B, you have to think about every single time people put out music, it's not a reflection of just themselves. It's a reflection of the political, the social, and the economic climates of the places they're a part of. You know what I'm saying? So, like, people talking about let's get married. Like, it wasn't no issue to get married because it wasn't like, oh, you know what I'm saying? You broke as fuck. Why you gonna get married? You know what I'm saying? Nobody got a degree. Why the fuck you getting married? You know what I'm saying? Why you having babies right now? You don't got a degree. Like, before you had, like, these options. Like, you had these abilities and ways in certain areas. You know what I'm saying? So, R&B is really just reflecting where niggas are right now. You know what I'm saying? How niggas feeling. Like, especially hip-hop being such a thing for us. Like, most of our thugs from R&B were, like, low-key, you know what I'm saying? Like, they were low-key gangster-ass niggas in the R&B game. But, like, now it's cool to be gangster. They had to keep their shit under wraps. Like, R&B niggas was fighting all the time. Like, when Usher beat Bobby Brown ass. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wait, what?
Yeah, Usher beat Bobby Brown ass, bro. Rico Love said that shit on Tax Stone. He was talking about Usher giving hands to everybody. Like, Rick James, gangster nigga. But he wasn't talking about being a gangster nigga in the songs. He couldn't talk about that shit. Like, but if Chris Brown Pyru and he want to talk about, oh, I'm a blood, Chris Brown could be on that shit like, yeah, I'm a blood, ABC, 1, 2, 3, because that shit hot right now. Like, that shit is, you know what I'm saying? Like,
fuck that. That's some bullshit.
What do you feel about it?
I saw an interview with Missy Elliott a few years ago on the Breakfast Club, and she said, we have a lot of stars in the industry, but not a lot of superstars. And I agree, like, there's so many artists. There's so many artists with, like, one or two hits, but they don't have that longevity for whatever reason, like their label or just their personal bullshit. We don't have enough superstars like they did back in the day. So I feel like we have people like Beyonce, who's keeping R&B alive, but she's also, like, incorporating social and political themes and being changing genres and stuff.
I feel like she's so poppy R&B.
She's pop, but like,
she's, I can't really consider her R&B no more.
Why not?
Like, it, I just,
she's not gonna be at the Soul Train Awards.
It's just, in order to be R&B, you gotta be true to R&B. You can't Genuine be pop.
Come on,
yeah, when I say Genuine. That nigga been R&B.
I'm just he's a been, bachelor.
Beyonce's been R&B. She's
no,
just,
no. Beyonce's pop now.
So you don't think she can be both?
Right.
No, I'm talking about true to R&B. Like, in order for you to be a part of this topic, you gotta be true to R&B.
Like, Jasmine Sullivan, true to R&B.
Have you heard
Jill Scott is like soul, true to R&B.
Have you heard Four or the self-titled?
It doesn't matter. It's pop now.
But it's R&B.
She's too popular to be contained in R&B.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. But she is still maintaining an R&B mold, more so than other people that I can think about.
I feel like it's more so pop. The same way Nicki Minaj is not really rapping me no more.
Fuck Nicki.
I agree with that one.
Shalom, my wife is right here. She said, what you saying?
I mean, we still claim Nicki. Like, we haven't
completely. I was going to say, like, what the fuck? Like, to me, Nicki is like pop now. Like,
but we haven't completely written her off.
She can come back.
Where's Safari? Safari's the greatest female rapper of our time.
No, because the dead ass he is writing for her.
Fire, because Safari can write like a bad bitch. Nicki can't write like a
now,
bad bitch.
Now, let's not take away from Nicki's pen. Because
Safari's pen?
Nicki's pen, nigga.
Safari's pen.
Nicki's pen.
What song specifically?
Y'all see that one snap of her sitting in the studio? She got this pen she keep playing with, and it's like, she really want us to see this. This bitch be writing her own shit.
She does. I believe she writes. A good rapper writes their own shit. And I believe Nicki is one of those rappers.
Kanye don't write his own shit.
What?
Yeah, a lot of people don't write their own shit. Like,
it's like collaboration.
Yeah, like, niggas is really work because niggas just want to make good music. Like, really? Niggas don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you going to have some corny ass lines from niggas. Like, I know Big Sean write his own shit because I can hear some corny ass shit from Big Sean. Like, you going to hear some corny ass shit from a nigga if he write his own shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, I'll hear some shit from 2 Chainz be like, tsk. And that's how I know he write his
shit. What was that?
I'll be like, really, titty boy. Really. You know what I'm saying? So, you can definitely tell. Because if a nigga don't put out no rap whack bars at all, I'll be like, unless he Kendrick Lamar, I'll be like,
somebody in that bitch with you. And y'all collaborate.
Yeah, like, you said, does this sound good? No, I put this at the end of that motherfucker, nigga. Oh, all right. For sure. Say, I won't tell, but you niggas are saying bars like you living in a one-room cell. You know what I'm saying? Something in the walls.
Something's in the water.
I'm saying.
You want the paper towel soap?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Take it, bro.
What did y'all think about Kendrick?
Like, excellent. Best rap album of the year. Best album of the year.
It's only April.
I don't give a shit.
I don't know who's going to drop
it. Kendrick won. I can't skip a song.
Not one song.
I have to go through it all. I got loyalty.
So I was walking down the street the other day.
DNA, he had Don fucking Cheeto in the video. I was watching that shit like, who was sitting there one day and was like, you know what, we need Don Cheeto.
I'm like, Don had to be a rapper before.
Kendrick called him and said, hey,
oh, yeah,
you
want to
video? Had to.
You got Linda.
Because he could have picked anybody for real, but he was like, no, I need Don Cheeto.
Why Don Cheeto, though?
That's what I'm
Don Cheeto, the next blackest nigga to Wesley Snipes.
No, I do fuck with Don Cheadle heavy though.
Yeah.
Cause, but he had on the same outfit he had on Rush Hour, so I was like wondering maybe what they
incorporated. Yeah, that was
that.
A Kung Fu Kenny thing.
Yeah, I was like, hey, that's why he probably picked him.
That's all. Don Cheadle is so cool. That's I'm so glad he became War Machine instead of Terrence Howard. Iron Man. Like, this nigga Terrence Howard. Like, I don't know, Tony, if you should be doing that. In the first movie, this nigga sitting there like, I'm not sure if you want to make that.
You sound like Cleveland.
That's nasty.
Terrence Howard's voice pisses me off sometimes.
Unless he's Lucius.
Do you watch Empire?
He's Lucius is the best. Lucius is the best.
To watch Empire.
You gonna let your mama intimidate children?
I hope those three guys have careers longer than Empire. The three main the brothers.
Oh yeah, Hakeem for sure. For sure.
Hakeem.
I say one of the one nigga who plays the one guy who had like the white wife.
Trey Byers.
So he was talking about how he was too good for Empire.
That was a rumor. I swear that was a rumor. Why would you give up something like that? Why would
Fox, you... a Fox show. That's a Fox show.
Somebody was like, well, I went to this school for theater and da 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 da.
I mean, I can see that, but like...
I feel like he actually said that shit.
It's a stepping stone to something greater.
Yeah, being picky.
Look at you.
Well, you stuck like that nigga forever, like the nigga who played Avon from The Wire.
Oh my god.
Who was that?
I say or Snoop from The Wire. What else
who
she
played Avon?
Felicia. What's that nigga name? He was...
Tristan,
I'm about to look that shit up. You trying to think about it?
Hold on. Avon. Who are we talking about? We're not talking about Michael B. Jordan, right?
Fool. He was Ace.
Oh, Wood Harris?
Wood Harris?
Yeah.
Oh, he was in...
Well, he had some other good roles. But to me, like, just like, he always gonna be Ace Boogie to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying when I see him.
I'll be like, my nigga Ace. Gonna be George Jefferson of the project
with the bandits.
People get stuck in roles. Like, you gotta be careful about what the fuck you do.
Hell yeah.
Like, what old girl from the game? She is in every fucking Netflix movie there is.
Ooh, Wendy Raquel.
I think that's her name.
Oh no, Tasha.
On, I think so, because she was on this movie. She was on the movie with Carucci.
Oh, For Only One Night. Or was it family something?
Meet the Family.
Yeah.
Weekend with the Family.
Yeah.
And then she was in Boy Bye on Netflix. And I was like, you know, I'm going to watch this shit.
It's hard for black people to get these types of roles. Mainstream.
You look sick. What you were doing?
I mean, Sour Patch Kids.
This nigga is lit.
I'm going to get some of this roster too.
Man, you got to come down to Cincinnati one time, man.
I've never been.
You have to.
I've only been when I drove before.
You gotta come down to Cincinnati and spend a day or two.
Thank you.
Gonna lit the shit up.
Last time I went to Cincinnati was fun, so I didn't die that time. But
okay,
time before that,
why would you die? I feel like Cincinnati is not a place you just need to die.
No, you can't die in Cincinnati.
It fucking
no.
is.
No, it's not.
Don't play like my city like Cleveland. That. I feel like you got more chance.
Right, you can die in Cleveland.
I don't.
And I'm from Detroit.
Like. Before going to Cincinnati, I never heard a gunshot in person. I done been in some interesting places.
Cause you grew up in the suburbs.
I don't know if Cleveland Heights is like a suburb, but at the same time, I'm on the border of Cleveland and Cleveland Heights. And like, I didn't only stay in Cleveland Heights. Like, I've been, like, I have family in Cleveland. I like, been in Cleveland, like, even though I went to a private school and shit, like, I didn't hang in that circle. But when I went to Cincy last year for their homecoming, I almost fucking lost my life.
I mean, it's homecoming, of course.
Everybody lives their life at some point.
Yeah.
Like, almost type shit. Like, my, like, you know, it's kind of like it has to happen.
Gotta go loose.
What you over there doing, man?
The Lord got my.
You still got Sour Patch or something? Yeah. Oh, I said, what are you doing?
You said that cup, right? Hell shit.
Bro, because these bitches don't got no sour on.
Damn.
The alcohol done burnt that whole
burnt
shit.
Burnt the whole.
She better is roasted, man.
Oh, Lord.
But thank y'all for coming on, man.
No,
I had so much fun. Like, I'm glad we need to get this on. Since we said 30 to 40 minutes, this motherfucker is like,
hey,
an hour and 30 minutes.
That's what's
I'm
up.
Saying, y'all gonna have my dude mad at me when I walk through the door. I told him 40 minutes.
Man. He ain't make a bologna sandwich.
You know he did it. You know he did it.
Is it right?
Y'all telling me if y'all girl was out
with the hamburger
and
helper
she
on the stove,
and she was still out an hour later, you're like, damn, I'm hungry. We ain't gonna come home.
No, I would have already cooked.
We need more men to cook.
House husbands!
Yeah!
House husbands! What's your credit score, beloved? What's your financial, you know, what's your portfolio
now
looking
my,
like?
No, lately, my Black Girl Magic been booming. I've been building my credit score this year. You know, that's my goal for the rest of the year.
You better chill out because we get to the 700. I'm coming by you. I'll be like, hey, dude, go ahead with that deal with it. Last year, I heard you got 700 this year. Thanks, <month. laughs> You need a nigga to cook. What you need? But y'all be easy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got any last things to say?
Thank you for tuning. Thank you for tuning in to Back to Reality this semester. Please stay tuned to more episodes with my people, Silk, Anointed, and Zulu. They gonna keep it going, and I'll be back one or twice, or maybe more than that.
Gotta come back.
But thank y'all so much, and thank you, Matt, for always showing love. You know, not only to Back to Reality, but just as a dope person yourself. You're just incredible. I'm looking forward to your future, man. And yeah,
I don't know what the fuck.
You're gonna do something great. I can feel it,
bro. I hope so, because my mama is really kind of boosting on Facebook. I don't know what the fuck Facebook. I be doing, but they say your mama be going crazy on Facebook, and I be like, bro, what the fuck do I do besides smoke dope? But this Match Matt podcast, I love y'all. Y'all be easy. Hey, check out the 420 special episode, season two premiere. We got so much coming out for you, you know, and if you like this shit, and you like my voice, and you like the bullshit I be talking about, you know, come listen again, you know what I'm saying? Like, come fuck with your man. I love you. Peace.